This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 1st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Chuck Alley. Here's today's headlines. Thompson to focus on ag labor. Trump says he'll lift tariffs on scotch. And pseudorabies found in Iowa and Texas swine. With the House passage of the 2026 Farm Bill yesterday, all eyes now turn to the Senate. Lawmakers there have to find a path forward that secures enough Democratic votes to overcome the 60-vote filibuster. In the aftermath of the 224 to 200 House vote yesterday, senators previewed the forthcoming fights. Senate Ag Committee Democrats has offered a statement saying, Senate Democrats are committed to ensuring all states are treated equally by delaying the new SNAP cost shifts and addressing the needs of farm country. Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas reiterating to AgriPulse yesterday he is not open to rehashing that debate. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey expressing solidarity with House lawmakers who successfully voted to strip language from the Farm Bill on pesticide labeling. The amendment was, quote, the result of a movement of people that are trying to get pesticides off our foods and chemicals out of our foods, he told AgriPulse. Now in the Senate, we're going to have a similar fight. Further, Bozeman told reporters Wednesday he is struggling to find a single Democrat to support language aimed at defanging California's Proposition 12. If the provision is removed, it could cause friction with House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson when both chambers work to reconcile their bills. Thompson told reporters yesterday following the House vote, I'm going to fight for that provision. With the Farm Bill out of the House Ag Committee's hands for now, Thompson says it can turn its attention to the next priority, that legislation to strengthen the agricultural workforce. Thompson said he plans to put out a discussion draft for an agriculture workforce food security bill. I'll be shocked if it doesn't have strong bipartisan signatures on the bill, Thompson said. Britain's King Charles III wrapped up his U.S. visit yesterday, but he isn't going home empty-handed. President Donald Trump said he would honor the royal by lifting tariffs on Scottish whiskey. The king and queen got me to do something that nobody else was able to do without hardly even asking, Trump wrote to a Truth Social post. Scotch whiskey is subject to a 10% duty under the terms of the U.S.-United Kingdom trade pact secured last year. The move, quote, would be a major victory for American hospitality business, Distilled Spirits Council President Chris Swanger said in a statement. This action strengthens transatlantic ties, bringing much-needed certainty to our industry, and allows spirits producers on both sides of the Atlantic to grow, invest, and support jobs at a critical time, he added. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has detected pseudorabies in a commercial swine for the first time in more than 20 years. The agency confirmed antibodies to the virus in a small commercial swine facility in Iowa when it traced to 5 affected boars that came from an outdoor facility in Texas. A press release says the agency is working with officials in both states to expand traceback efforts and identify any additional potential exposures. Pseudorabies is a contagious disease that can cause abortion, stillbirths, respiratory problems, and occasional death in swine, according to an APHIS summary. Commercial swine in the U.S. had been free of the disease since 2004, though it can be found in feral hogs. The detection, quote, does not pose a risk to consumer health or affect the safety of the commercial pork supply, that according to APHIS. However, there may be limited short-term impacts on exports of U.S. swine and or swine genetics. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders.
Good morning and welcome back to the Morning Edition. The European Union is now on a USTR watch list over its protection and enforcement of intellectual property, in part because of its use of geographical indicators. In its latest report on intellectual property, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative names six countries to a priority watch list and another 19 to its less severe watch list, including the EU. Meanwhile, Argentina and Mexico were downgraded from the priority watch list to just the watch list, in part because of their latest efforts to protect some generic cheese and meat names. For too long, the EU has weaponized GI policy to crowd out American producers from markets they have served for decades. That from the U.S. Dairy Export Council's Krista Hardin in a statement. A merger between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern would save shippers $3.5 billion a year and create, quote, more high-paying union jobs, the two companies say. In a news release, they say the savings would come from a shift in freight transportation from higher-cost trucks to low-cost rail. The two rail firms filed a revised merger application at the request of the Surface Transportation Board. They said the analysis in their updated application, quote, is the first in rail merger history to use 100% actual traffic data provided by all six North American Class 1 railroads rather than the sample data available from the STB. The amended application increases the estimate of new union jobs by 33%, projecting 1,200 positions by the merger's third year. This growth is in addition to the unprecedented Jobs for Life guarantee every union employee with a job in at the time of the merger will continue to have one, the news release says. By linking an Eastern and Western Class 1 railroad, the merger would create the first transcontinental railroad under one company for the first time, that according to the InnoCentro for Transportation. Organic industry groups are urging USDA to avoid any wholesale rollback of animal welfare requirements in the National Organic Program. In a new letter to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, they warn that rescinding the organic livestock and poultry standards would undermine consumer trust in the organic seal. USDA is assessing the standards after talk of potential regulatory rollbacks surfaced during a Small Business Administration roundtable last December. The Organic Trade Association, joined by companies including Whole Foods Market, Danone U.S. and Purdue Farms, says a reversal would be seen as, quote, a retreat from a core expectation tied to organic livestock products. Earlier this year, the National Chicken Council asked USDA to rescind or amend parts of the rule, arguing the standards impose costly facility upgrades and organic broiler operations. The final OLPS rule took effect January 2, 2025 for most livestock operations, but existing organic layer operations were given until 2029 to meet certain standards. Here's today's final word. Last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act brought 70 to 80% of the funding, but it addressed only 20 to 30% of the policies. We're now flipping that. That's the word of Ted McKinney, the CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, on AgriPulse Newsmakers. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, May 1st, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.